对不起，这你我的在你的我不知道你们有没有最近有没有查过一本书。
I wonder anyone are familiar with the book of Jeremiah。
有没有查过？
Anybody study the book of Jeremiah？
我们到下到第一节一到五节哈。耶利米是一个很有趣的先知。
Jeremiah is an interesting prophet。
他在世的时候，没有人喜欢他。
When he was alive, almost nobody liked him。
可是当他过世的时候，在过去2000年时间，他在犹太人历史里面，历史的地位越来越高。
But after he passed away, in past 2000 years, his status among the Jews began to become more important。
人们开始发现，神借着耶利米所说出来的预言，所说出来的。真知灼见是每一个世代的犹太人都能够得到好处。
Because people realized a lot of prophecy by Jeremiah was something that was very useful and beneficial to them.
我本来想说今天应该讲一些感恩的信息。
I was going to say something about Thanksgiving.
可是我还是不违背我心中的感动，我把这样接令你。
I will continue whatever God inspired me to preach.
其实当时的话给我们的时候。
When God gave me the word,
我们心中都充满感恩。
We are always full of thanksgiving.
我们有个祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们感谢。
Father, we thank you.
我们将我们摆在你的面前。
We put ourselves in front of in you.
那我们回到几千年前。
So we can go back to your word.
就是在这个先知的心里面能够学习到怎么样成为一个有信心的。
So that we can learn from Jeremiah how to become a man of faith.
让你能够教导我们。
Teach us.
让你的话充满我们。
Your word fill our heart.
好，让我们这个时在这个时代
，so in our time，
成为一个有信心、有见证的。
We can become a faith, a man of faith that can be a testimony for you.
感谢。
Thank you.
奉耶稣的
名 ，Jesus' name we pray.
在耶利米书第一章第五节说：“我未将你造在腹中，我已经晓得你；你未出母胎，我已经分别你为圣。我已派你做列国的先知。”我就说。主耶和华说：“我不知道怎样说，因为我是年幼的。”耶利米这么说。主耶和华对耶利米说：“你不要说我是年幼的，因为我要派遣你到哪里去，你就到哪里去。我吩咐你说什么，你都要说。”
Chapter 1 of Jeremiah talk about Lord God for Jeremiah to be a prophet to the Jews.
是耶利米从小时候大概十几岁，大概不到二十岁开始布道。蒙山布道
God told Jeremiah while he was young to be his prophet.
到三十二章的时候他已经传道了四十年。
By the time he wrote chapter 32 he was already serving God over 40 years.
他在第四十年在这段的时候他在电脑里
He was in jail at the time.
他在电脑里面神还是在向他启示。
Even though even when he was in jail, God was being revealed truth to him. God was being teaching him. God was being encouraging him.
就像当初神呼召他的时候一样。
Just as when God first called him,
神带领他，扶持他，保护他。
God guides him, God protects him, God leads him.
我们今天要看经文是三十二章的从第一节到二十七节。
We were going to study chapter 32 from first verse to 27.
所以我可能有分成几段来念啊。
We're going to split this in several paragraphs.
那我要请弟兄一个弟兄或一个姐妹来帮我念。
I want to ask
大家念。
Ask the volunteer to read for everybody.
不然大家都很辛苦。
It's a long chapter.
哪一位要自愿的
？Any volunteer？
梁弟兄，好，第一节到第五节。
Verse 1-5.
犹太王西底家第四年，就是尼布甲利沙十八年，耶和华的话临到耶利米。那时巴比伦王的军队回困耶路撒冷，先知耶利米困在护卫兵的原内，在犹太王的宫中，因为犹太王西底家已将他困。囚禁说：“你为什么预言说耶和华如此说？我必将这城 交给巴比伦王的手中，他逼攻取耶路撒冷，犹大王基底家逼不能逃图特加拉底人的手，定要交在巴比伦王的手中，要口对口彼此说话，眼对眼彼此相看。巴比伦王逼上西底家带到巴比伦，西底家逼住在那里，直到我眷顾他的时候，你们虽与加拉底人征战却不顺利。这是耶和华说的。
Nebuchadnezzar began to attack the Jewish. The battle was
prolonged.
He was besieging the city of Jerusalem.
他的目的是用最少的牺牲达到最大的实现。
He wanted to obtain Jerusalem with a minimum sacrifice.
这耶路撒冷里面非常悲惨。
This is a very sad chapter.
没有食物。
At that time there was no food.
没有水。
No water.
没有外援。
There is no supply.
甚至在耶利米哀歌里面这么说：慈悲的妇人，当我众民被毁灭的时候，亲手煮自己的儿女作为食物。
In the Book of Lamentation, he talked about cannibalism.
我们是在一个看到是一个非常黑暗的时代。
It was a very a time of great darkness.
七元前五百八十七年。
AD.
在七元前五百八十六年，就是一年之后。
One year after that,
犹太人这个国度犹大完全的毁灭。
The kingdom of Judah was completely destroyed.
所有的金银，所有的宝贝，圣殿被毁，被掳到巴比伦去。
All the people, the temple was completely destroyed.
过了两千多年，一九四八年，以色列的国度才再一次再被兴起来。
Only after 2000 years, Jewish returned to the.
那时候的耶利米，他被关在耶路撒冷。
At that time, Jeremiah was imprisoned in Jerusalem.
他心里面完全晓得，这要将来的一个灾难。
He knows about this tragedy, the catastrophe.
可是他不能做什么。
But he was helpless.
因为他被西底家关在耶路撒冷。
He himself was imprisoned in jail.
他当然晓得要发生什么事情。
He knows about the tragedy that's coming.
也许他是整个耶路撒冷城里面最痛苦的。
He might be the most bitter person in the city of Jerusalem.
他完全知道将发生什么样的灾难。
Because he's aware of the tragedy that's coming to the city.
因为他传这个信息已经四十年。
He has been talking about his message for over 40 years.
他在这个时间里面，神向他说话。
At this time, God spoke to him again.
我们第六节到十五节。
From verse 6 to 15.
有哪位弟兄姐妹要念这段经？
Any volunteer to read?
耶利米说耶和华的话。
后面请坐，下一段。你先听。
耶利米说耶和华的话临到我说，你叔叔沙龙的儿子哈拿面必来见你说，我在亚拿图的那块地求你买来，因你买这地是合乎赎回之理。我叔叔的儿子哈拿面果然照耶和华的话来到护卫兵的院内，对我说，我在便雅悯境内亚拿图的那块地求你买来，因你买来是合乎承受之理，是你当属的，你为自己买来吧。我耶利米就知道这是耶和华的话，便向我叔叔的儿子哈拿面买了亚拿图的那块地，凭了十七舍客勒银子给他。我在祭上挂鸭，将七封钱，又请见证人来，并用天平将银子平给他。我便将照例按规 所立的买契，就是封田的那一章和敞开的那一章，当着我叔叔的儿子哈拿灭和画押做见证的人，并坐在护卫兵院内的一切犹太人眼前，交给马西亚的孙子尼利亚的儿子巴路，当着他们众人眼前，我祖父巴路说，万君之耶和华以色列的神如此说，要将这封帖和敞开的两张契放在瓦器里，可以存留多日，因为万军之耶和华以色列的神如此说，将来在这地必有人再买房屋、田地和葡萄园。
谢谢。这段经文也是一个背景。
This is another further background of the.
而且非常的奇怪。
It's a very strange event.
耶和华向英你说，你的叔叔的儿子要来找你。
Jehovah told Jeremiah, your cousin will come to visit you.
把一个地方亚拿图，亚拿图就是他的家乡。
On his homeland, there's a piece of land.
大概离耶路撒冷大概4 miles 左右，在北边。
A piece of land 4 miles from Jerusalem.
他说你家乡那块地，
要一种
卖地。
You're going to buy it.
如果你要的话，就把它买下来。
他 instructing to buy the deed.
那果然他的叔叔儿子来找他。
And indeed, his cousin come to visit.
他就把它买。
So he purchased a piece of land.
我最近听人讲说，在看你是谁啊，解放前或者是沦陷前啊，在上海。
Recently, I heard something about something in China happened in China.
那时候物价非常。
When the inflation was really bad.
大家抢两边，大家都抢两边东西。
Everybody was looking to buy two things.
一个是美金
，one is US dollar.
一个是黄金。
One is just the gold.
因为其他东西马上就贬值。
Because all the other currency are not reliable.
当你去餐馆吃面的时候
，When you go to the restaurant to eat,
你最好进去就付账。
You got to pay right away.
因为当你吃完面出来的时候，面又涨。
Because by the time you finish, the price for that be different.
有人说用一袋的钱，一袋的钞票。
You bring a bag of money.
你买不到一袋的米。
You cannot get a bag of rice.
当时上海的物价指数。
That was the inflation.
在两到一年的时间。
Within 1 year.
增加2.5万倍。
It went up 25,000 times. The inflation went up.
它的物价指数增长这么快。
The inflation was.
物价指数增长表示其他的不值钱。
Because everything else, because of that.
为什么不值钱？
Everything else become worse.
因为大家知道战争就要来。
Because people know the war is coming.
他所拥有的东西马上就要失去。
The possession that you have is useless.
我再有买再多的东西，再多的地，再多的房子，这些都没有价值。
Whatever your possession is, your land is becoming worse.
但是耶和华竟然要耶利米来买一块地。
But yet at the time, God wants Jeremiah to purchase a piece of property.
到底为了什么
？Why?
耶利米知道。这是耶和华的吩咐。
Jeremiah know this is God's instruction for him.
所以他就照着做了。
So he obeyed.
我在这件事情上面看到一个特别的信心的功课。
I want to from here learn a lesson of faith.
这个信心是一个在耶利米身上我们特别看到的。
This is the faith that we can learn from the life of Jeremiah.
也是我们可以向他学习的。
Something we can learn from him.
一个有信心的人知道上帝的意思。
A man of faith knows what is in God's mind.
他心里面有一个敏感的心。
He is very sensitive to God.
有一个敏锐的心。
He is quite aware of what God's mind.
有人说祷告是什么
？Some people say what is prayer.
有人说祷告，有一首歌叫祷告是摇动上帝的手。
Some people say that to pray is to shake God's hand, to take God's hand.
你问10个传道人，会有9个半天说这个是不合圣经。
Actually, maybe 9 out of 10 pastors probably tell you this is wrong.
我们在圣经里面看到，当你奉着主的旨意求什么，你就要成就，你所求的就要成就。
When we, the Bible teaches, when we pray in God's name, we will fulfill it.
有人说，在地上2-3个人奉他的名求什么，神就要答应他所求的。
Bible teaches that when two or three gather together to pray in His name, He will answer the prayer.
就是当你那一段经文再大一点的范围来看，把它 context 拿出来的时候。
But if you put this verse in context，
他说的是什么？他说的是你在地上，天上已经释放了，你在地上不要释放。
The Bible teaches you whatever is released in heaven will be released on earth。
当你所捆绑，天上所捆绑的，地上也要捆绑。
Whatever is bound up in heaven will also be bound up on earth。
代表是我们祷告是为了要摸着上帝的心。
That's why the prayer is to know God's will。
当我们祷告跟上帝的旨意相合的时候
，so that we can come to agreement with what God's will is，
我们祷告的都会成就。
Then our prayer will be answered。
我相信耶利米是一个祷告的人。
Jeremiah is a man of prayer。
他在神面前能够向他祈求。
He come before God。
他跟他亲密的交通。
Have an intimate prayer。
他所以能够听到上帝的声音。
He heard God's voice。
他能够知道那是上帝的意思。
He know God is spoken。
果然他的表弟来了。
Indeed, his cousin come。
叫他去买了一块地。
Told him to purchase that piece of land。
所以耶利米印证这是上帝的。
He realized this is what God wants him to do.
我们看见他有一个敏锐的心。
He was very sensitive to what God wants of him.
对神的旨意有很敏锐的感受。
He is very aware of what God wants God's guidance.
一个信心的人是一个能够安静在神面前的人。
A man of faith is somebody who can quietly trust in God.
让我们能够知道你的意思。
So that we may know your will.
可他不但是一个敏锐的人。
Not only is he sensitive to God,
他同时也是一个谨慎的。
He is also a very cautious, very careful before God.
有人说心动不如行动，对不对
？There are a lot of people to be motivated is not as important as to be.
你心动就要行动
，to be moved by God.
你心动就要行动。
When you are motivated, you will be moved.
但在这故事里面，我们看到。他要印证，真的在环境里面，真的神跟他印证之后，他才真的行动。
When he realized that this is God wanting to do, then he began to move.
我们相信他在被囚的时候，并不是一个非常没有自由的地方。当他被囚在耶路撒冷的时候
，When he was in prison, he was he lost his freedom to.
所以他能够还能够买，还能够买地。
Yet he still find a way to purchase that piece of land.
其实买地这件事情是合乎律法的。因为在旧约里面，当一个人要把地卖掉的时候，他最近的亲属有那个责任要把地买回来，免得他们家族里面地越来越少。
Very often there's a Jewish traditional trying to keep the land within the family name。
但是在这样一个战争就要来临的时候，非常的奇怪。
But when the war is coming, it is strange custom。
但是耶利米这么做。
Yet Jeremiah obeyed God.
所以在这段短短的经文里面，我们学到的是，我们不论大事小事情，我们都跟神有密切的交通。
As we learn from this verse, that in big or small things, we want to have intimate understanding of.
这样日常生活中的一切的事情，不分大小，我们都能够分辨这是主的意思还是我的意思。
So that in all things in our life, we can recognize whether this is God's will for us.
而且有这样的信心，跟神有敏锐的交通。
With this sensitive communication with God，
有慎重的分辨。
We can have become aware. We can distinguish what God wants us to do。
所以才能够去决定我们要怎么样行动。
So we can know what we ought to do。
我们来看下一段经文。
Let's keep
going。我们主要的经文。
Verse 16 to 27。
跟哪位弟兄见面？后面有位弟兄，请。
我将买契交给尼利亚的人巴利以后，便找到耶和华说：“主耶和华啊，你曾用大人和生出来的长辈创造天地，但你没有拦成的子民。你是慈爱与千万的，又将父亲的罪孽报应在他后世子孙的怀中。”是至大全能的神，万军之耶和华是你的名。谋事有大略，行事有大能，注目观看世人一切的举动，为要照个人所行的和他做事的结果报应他。在埃及地显成基奇事，直到今日在以色列和别人中间也是如此。 使自己得了名声，正如今日一样，用神机骑士和大人的手，并伸出来的宝贝，与大可畏的使你的百姓以色列出了埃及地，将这地赐给他们，就是你向他们列祖指示应许赐给他们流奶与蜜之地。他们进入这地得了为业，却不听从你的话，也不遵行你的律法。你一切所吩咐他们行的，他们一无所行。因此你使这一切的灾祸临到他们。看哪、啊、敌人已经来到，族垒要攻取这城，城也因刀剑饥荒瘟疫交在攻城的加勒底人手中。你所说的话都成就了，你也看见了。主耶和华，你对我说，要用银子为自己买那块地，又请见证人。其实这城已交在加勒底人的手中了。耶和华的话临到耶利米说，我是耶和华，是凡有血气者的神，只有我完成的事吗？
好，谢谢。好，这段经文我们看到，当他把那块地买了之后，他做了一件什么事情？
We read about what he did after he purchased the property.
我们刚没讲的是，当他在买地那的时候，他心里面是不是知道上帝为什么要他这么做？
We wonder whether Jeremiah know what God wants him to do.
我们大家不知道那时候，我们不知道他知不知道。
We really wasn't sure whether he know.
直到我们到了二十四节的时候
，until verse 24，
二十三节
，verse 23，
对不起，二十四节，二十四节他说，看哪、啊，敌人已经来到，要筑垒攻取这城，城也因刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫攻在攻城的加勒底人手中。你所说的话都成就了，你也看见了。
See how the siege ramp are built up to take the city.Because of the sword, famine, and the plague, the city will be given under the hand of Babylonians who are attacking it. What you say has happened until you now see.
主耶和华，你对我说，要用银子为自己买那块地，又请见证人。其实这城已经交在加勒底人手中。
The Lord said to me to buy the deal with silver. That is already been given to the Babylonians.
我们才知道，耶利米当他做那些事情的时候，他完全不知道上帝为什么这样做。
So when Jeremiah was purchasing the property, he doesn't know why God asked him to do it.
他只知道上帝要他买块地。
He just know God wanting to purchase the property.
他就印证了上帝他的 covenant 来找他。
The only verification that God had his cousin come to visit him.
他就很忠心顺服地把这件事情完成。
So Jeremiah obeyed God's command.
而且他不是随随便便的做。
He did not do a half-hearted.
他还慎重其事，有见证。
He had a witness to
两个去耶稣。
He had two witnesses.
一个敞开的，一个封闭的。One is open, one is sealed.
To open the open deal and seal deal.
然后把它放在罐子里面，瓦器里面。
Put it in a jar of clay.
非常慎重。
Something that he
gave the deal. 然后最后这个契约书交给他的秘书帮。
And then he gave the deal to a secretary.
有人说大部分耶利米书手写都是巴鲁写。
Actually, a lot of booklet, Jeremiah was written by this.
弟兄姐妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
当我们做一件我们不知道为什么应该要做的事情的时候，我们的态度是什么？
When we are approached to do something that we are not sure, what should be our attitude?
当我们在一个环境里面，我们不知道上帝为什么把我们摆在这里的时候，
When we
我们的心态是什么？
When we are in a situation where we don't know what God's word is, what should we do?
耶利米教导我们是
Jeremiah teach us,
一个有信心的人。
A man of faith,
在一个不明白的事情的前面
，a time when the the road ahead is not clear.
在一个超越理性我没法理解的一个环境。
When our own rational mind cannot understand what is
going on. 但是我们清楚知道这是上帝帮我们摆在这里。
But yet we know that this is the situation God allowed us to be in.
我还是认真去做。
I still do whatever God want me to do seriously.
因为我知道上帝在这后面有他的永恒的旨意。
Because I know God's eternal plan in here.
信心不是一件随便的事情。
Faith is not just something casual.
有人说信心就是我们就是出去，我们就出去，我们不要做什么太多人的准备。
Some people say faith is just go out without any preparation.
有人说人的努力是抵挡神的工作。
Some people say human endeavor might be hinder God's work.
好像神人的工作人做的越多，神的旨意的大能越来越少。
Some people say if you do more, maybe you are diminish God's way.
不是这样。
But that is not the case.
我们在神面前，即使我们不知道为什么神要我们这么做
，Even we are not sure what God wants us to do,
我认真的去做。
I approach it with a seriously.
我们很准确的去做。
We do it.Accurately.
按照我们里面神给我们的恩赐给我们能力我们摆上我们自己
We do the things that God gave us the strength to do
最近我听到一个很有趣的一个说法
I heard an interesting story
是一个、我知道这个他的儿子是哈佛
I know that Joe's son
我那边有一个小孩子他是哈佛毕业现在就在、在做事
I have a friend who graduated from
Harvard. 他爸爸跟我分享。
He shared the
story. 我很喜欢这家，所以我讲的就不是说他们对，我只是说这个思想是很有趣。
He is a good friend of mine.
他说啊，有一天他爸爸跟他说，为什么牧师的薪水这么低
？One day, they asked him, "Why? How come they pay the pastor so low?"
我不知道他讲谁了啊，就是很低了。
Why is the pastor getting such a low salary?
他的儿子说啊，对。哈佛毕业生他说
This son who graduated from Harvard
他说我薪水低这样那个还能够来当牧师他表示很真心的
When you got a very low pay and yet you stay a pastor that shows you are serious
他薪水高他来做他可能是为了薪水不是为了要牧师
If you come to church to serve because of high pay maybe your motive can be questioned
他爸爸不知道怎么回答他
His dad doesn't know how to reply.
听同意吗
Do you agree?
同意。好了，做个民意调查，同意的举手。
How many people think this is true?
那不同意的举手。那其他人呢？
两方面。
你不能太低呀。
重点不是在低跟高的。
The emphasis is not on whether the pay is high or low.
请问，在华尔街拿的薪水多？
Where would you get more pay? In Wall Street?
你就不是真心的做了。
Did you work with all your heart?
重点不是薪水高跟低。
The question is not really high pay or low.
而是我们对待神给我们交付，在我们人生的时候给我们责任，我们是真心以对。
How far is your attitude toward the top?
薪水高，你就多了薪水，你真心做。
High pay, maybe you are working for pay.
这是真的吗？这是对的。
Is that true?
不论是什么样的情况
，Under whatever condition，
神交付给我们，我们就忠心的去做。
We will do whatever God wants us to do。
这是一个有信心的。
This is the life of。
当我们讲这件事情的时候，不是在讲在庙堂里面、在教会里面做传道，像我们现在做的一样。
I'm not talking about just people who are working in the church。
我们讲的可能是在房地产的买卖，像耶利米一样。
Here。Jeremiah involved in
要问他们这些事情，这是上帝交付给你。
We ask whether this is what God wants us to do.
当上帝交付给你的时候，就是上帝的呼召。
When God assigns you a task, that is God's calling for you.
那你就要真心的顺服去做。
Then we must obey faithfully.
凭上帝给你信心，大胆的去做。
Use whatever faith God gave you to do it boldly.
认真的去做。
Do it seriously,
而且准确的做。
And do it completely.
这段经我们看到耶利米是他的确他事实上有很大的挑战
You see that Jeremiah that does encounter a lot of perplexing situations
但他怎么面对他的挑战
How does he face this doubt that he has?
其实他这个时候是一个，他人生里面是一个信心的危机。
This is a crisis of faith for him.
他所传的道没人信。
When nobody believe what he said,
他所相信的神好像就要把他所熟知的那个世界完全拿走。
The God that he trusts seems to bring the world he knows to an end.
他一直在跟随神，一直在仰望神。
He was still following God, he was still faithful to him.
像心里面在这时候，我不知道他怀疑有多少度。
I don't know what is his, how high is his doubt.
如果我是他
，If I was him,
我心里面怀疑可能已经废了。
My doubt would be nearly falling.
我可能藏不住。
I may not be able to keep on.
我心里面，我嘴巴可能满是抱怨。
I might be full of complaint.
可是我们在前一段里面，我们看到当哈拿面跟他说要卖地这件事情的时候
，But when we see when his cousin come to talk to him about,
他经过他 take trouble 这样经过这样的 process 的时候
，He go through all the trouble to talk to the prophet.
我们听不到一句抱怨的话。
We did not hear a sound of complaint from Jeremiah.
当我们心中怀疑的时候
，When we are head down,
一个有信心的
，A man of faith
不是向我们说
，Will not say to other people
向上帝说。
We will come to God.
所以在十六节说
，So in verse 16,
当我将这买契交给尼利亚的儿子巴路以后
，After I had given the deed of purchase to Barak,
便祷告耶和华
，I prayed to the Lord.
当我将这件事情完成，忠心的完成的时候
，After I complete what God want me to do,
我就转身
，I turn around,
向耶和华祷告
，I prayed to the Lord.
当他祷告的时候，他禁不住先发出赞美。
Before he prayed, first he praised God.
他说：“主耶和华呀，
你是大能罗，
你曾用大能和伸出来宝贝创造世界，创造天地。
You made heaven and earth by your great power and outstretched arm.
在你没有完成的事情。
Nothing is too hard for you.
在二十节说，在埃及地显神迹奇事，直到今日，在以色列和别人中间也是。
In verse 20, he said, You performed signs and wonders in Egypt and have continued them to this day. You gave this land to us.
就是你向他们的列祖起誓应许给他们牛奶与蜜地之地。
The land of milk and honey you gave to us.
但是可惜的，他们进入这地却不听你的话。
But once they are in the land, they did not obey God.
一直到这里，二十三节，他一直在赞美。
Up to verse 23, he was praising God.
一直到二十四节的时候
To verse 24,
他开始把心里的疑惑摆在神面前
He began to express his doubt to God.
敌人竟然道
He said, the enemy is at hand.
你的应许在哪里
Where is your promise?
你应许给这群人的地又有什么用
What's the use of the promise to God?
你说牛奶与蜜之地
You say this is the land of milk and honey.
但是敌人已经来到。
But the enemy is at hand.
刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫就会在交在加勒底人手里。
The famine, the sword, the plague will give this city to the
hand of the enemy. 他讲的话是：主啊，你的应许落空了。
He was saying, God, your promise has failed.
其实这个城、这个地已经交在巴比伦的手里。
Because the city has been given to the Babylonians.
他们问的问题是：你为什么这么荒谬
？Why are you allow this to happen？
你为什么叫我买这块地
？Why do you ask me to purchase this
land？ 难道你疯了吗
？Are you insane？
这耶利米的问题。
This is the question that Jeremiah has for God.
我们刚刚在前面看到他不对人说，他对神说。
We see that he did not express this to man, but to God himself.
这是我们可以跟他学的。
This is something we can learn from him.
有人说信心，有人说信心其实跟怀疑是两面。
Some people say faith and doubt are two sides of the same thing.
靠信心的顺服不是说没有问题。
When you live by faith, does not mean that you have no doubt.
不会感觉有困难。
You still feel difficulty.
没有怀疑。
Not without difficulty.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的依据。
Faith is assurance of things that to come.
当神把这怀疑的种子放在我们心里面的时候
，When God allows a seed of doubt in our heart,
是要帮助我们
In some way, it's to help us.
在这条信心的路上走得更好。
So that we can work on this path of faith more steadily.
最近我的弟兄姐妹在教会弟兄姐妹很喜欢用微信。
Recently our church
actually used it. 谁用的？我想做个调查。
WeChat
怎么样？要跟上时代。
然后又要努力。
你们举手表示你们年轻，赶快举手。
Most young people using.
然后就很多教会的，很多的 group.
A lot of different group of WeChat group in our church.
我觉得很有趣的是
，I find it interesting.
当人在微信里面的时候，每一个人都非常亲切。
When everybody was writing message, everybody are.
每个人都互相帮忙，对不对？然后你
看
微信，我就把这个分享。
Everybody are willing to share.
我觉得很好
，very good situation.
我鼓励他们这么做。
I really encourage people to get involved in that.
可是在微信里面的在 Cyber 里面的交往永远不能取代人跟人见面的交往。
But here the internet communication cannot
永远不能取代我们人跟人之间一个开场沟通。
The face-to-face communication can never be used.
交往里面的一个美的东西。
One of the beautiful things in church
就是我可以将我自己的软弱失败摆在你的面前。
I can share with you my weakness.
我不怕你笑我
，I would not be afraid that you
would
look
down on me. 这是我的本相
，because that's who I am.
同样的，我们到神面前。
In the same way, we come before God.
神不要我们装作一个有信心，好像完全没有缺点的基
督徒。God would not need you to pretend to be a 100% faithful person.
我们越加深入研究我们历史
，as we study the story in the Bible.
我们会越是回头看我们自己的经历
，as looking our own past experience，
我们就可以知道，当我们讲信心这件事情的时候
，when we come to faith，
事实上我们讲的大部分是怀疑
，we are actually talking more about doubt。
当我们讲我们信耶稣的历程的时候
，as we talk about our experience with Jesus，
你会发现，我们大部分的基督的人生是在怀疑。
In our past, we are full of many doubts and questions.
好像在说一个丧气的话，是不是？
To be very pessimistic.
也许你不是，可是我没到。
Maybe you are not, but it was with me.
我们在主耶稣基督的面前，甚至不能指着自己的信心来夸口。
Really, we cannot boast of our faith in front of God.
保罗说：“我不夸我很丧。”
Paul said, I don't boast all my own strength.
我靠我自己软弱。
But boast all my own weakness.
因为我知道我的信心都是上帝的恩典。
Because I know all my faith are blessing from God.
当我有信心的时候，在下一刻我就怀疑。
Because after my faith, right away come down.
我们都像彼得，想要在水上行走。
We are just like Peter. We like to walk on water.
当他第一步的时候，我们像看着耶稣，我们心里面充满欢喜。
For the first day, we are full of joy.
我竟然这么大的信心。
We are full of faith.
当我这么想的时候
，as I was
我踏第二步的时候
，as I was taking second steps，
我就沉下去。
We begin to sink.
我们必须体验到一个事实。
We must realize a fact.
我们都会有怀疑。
We all have doubt.
我们都会有小信。
We have very little faith.
我们甚至会有丧失信心的时候。
There are times we lose faith.
像耶利米一样。
Just like Jeremiah,
他在那时候是很大的怀疑在那里。
At that time, he also are full of many doubts.
但是他怀疑上帝没有不喜悦。
His doubt did not cause God to be not pleased with him.
因为上帝要在他的怀疑里面再给他更大的启示。
Because through his doubt, God will give him more revelation.
上帝要在他怀疑里面教导他。
God will teach him through his doubt.
他是一个什么样的神
？What kind of God that he is？
所以上帝在第二十六节里
，That's why in verse 26，
他说：“耶和华的话临到耶利米说，我是耶和华，凡有血气的神，岂有我难成的事情
？”The word of the Lord come to Jeremiah.I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me?
他在英文的圣经里面说有说的是叫 then， 那时候。
Then the word then
那个时候。
at that time.
什么时候？
The what time?
就是当耶利米在抱怨的时候。
The time when Jeremiah was complaining.
当耶利米在怀疑的时候。
When he was full of doubt.
当耶利米陷入一个信仰的危机的时候。
When he was in the crisis of faith.
上帝跟他说。
The Lord God come to him.
我是蛮有血气的神。
I am the God of all mankind.
在我岂有难成的事吗？
Is anything too hard for me?
这是一个问句。
This is a question.
当耶利米在祷告的时候。
When Jeremiah prayed to him.
在你没有难成的事。
Jeremiah prayed that there is nothing too hard for you.
是一个肯定句。
It is an affirmation.
像耶利米这样一个信心的伟人。
A faithful person like Jeremiah.
他还是不正式
的。There's time that you was not sure.
或是说，或是说
，maybe，
或是说
，or，
或是说，他有不了解他自己的时候。
There are time that he did not realize.
当我在嘴巴里面讲说，上帝你真伟大。
When you say that God, how great you are.
你是创造万物的神。
You are the God that created
all things. 哦，你救赎我。
You save me.
你是万有之主，万王之王。
You are King of Kings.
在你没有难成的事情
There's nothing too hard.
我所有的事情你都可以解决
Everything I encounter you can resolve.
当我们这样讲的时候
As we pray
我们到底相信多少你所讲的
How much of this word do we believe ourselves?
我们必须很诚实的到神的面前
We come honestly before him.
我们基督徒要做一件事情就是诚实
One thing we must do is to be honest before God.
我们要靠着上帝的话语说诚实的话
We all, by His word, we speak.
我们要 honest. 我们要在世人的面前做一个诚实的。
We must live as a honest man before man.
有人说我们就是装的很属灵就可以了。
Some people always have to do is pretend to be spiritual.
其实别人都可以感觉到我们到底是装的还是真实的。
But people can easily see through.
上帝这次跟他讲话，他说我是难，在我有难成的事情吗？
God replied to Jeremiah, Is anything too hard for me?
这是一个很温柔的一个回应。
This is a very gentle reply.
上帝没有指责他说你是虚假的。
God did not tell him, You hypocrite.
你是个假冒伪善的。
You are some who you are a false person.
你是一个里外不一的人。
You are somebody who is inconsistent.
你是一个反差人。
You are a Pharisee.
我们要面对一个事实是，我们基督徒常常会有。
We realize there are many times we are too faced.
只有到神的面前，这我们才能够真实看到我们自己。
Only when we are in front of God, we can see ourselves.
上帝问一个话，跟耶利米问他说，在我岂有难成的事
？Lord God said to Jeremiah, "And is anything too hard for me?"
这是一个温柔的提醒
，a gentle reminder.
你讲的是你所心里面所相信的。
Is what your word is what you truly believe.
Do you mean what you say? Do you say what you believe? 你心里面讲的真的是你心里面相信的。
Do you say what you really, do you believe what you really say? What you say?
这是我们可以跟耶利米学的。
This is something we can identify with Jeremiah.
在耶利米这段时间，他所信心的操练。
This is his experience of growth in faith.
我们再看下一个经文。
Let's keep going.
33:1-3
Chapter 33, verse 1-3.
哪位弟兄姐妹比较短啊
？This is a short.
这边的弟兄姐妹，一位，广东话也可以。姐妹念啊，你要念出来。谁？刚谁？好，请。
耶利米还停在护卫兵的辩论，耶和华的话第二次引导他说：“成就的是耶和华，造作并要建立的也是耶和华，耶和华是他的名。”他如此说：“你求告我，我就应了你，必将你所不知道的又大又难的事启示你。”
好，谢谢。所以神不但第一次来回应他
，But spoke to him once，
肯定他，神要救赎以色列。
But come to him again to confirm what he said。
他第二次又来叮咛他，又来回应他。
The word of the Lord come to him a second time。
他说：“你求告我，我就应允你，并将你所不知道又大又难的事来指示。”
This is what the Lord said: He who made the earth and Lord who come.Form and establish.
这神再次的叮咛，
他 come to him again.
神跟他说，你所表现的怀疑是他能够了解的。
他 said that I understand your doubt.
他说，你可以到他面前，向他倾心吐意。
You can come to me to express your doubt.
将你的怀疑，将你的不了解，将你的痛苦摆在他的面前。
Bring your doubt and anguish to him.
不要怕。
Do not be fear.
神像一个母亲一样，一代一代的来叮咛我。
Just as a mother, Father, the Lord come again to him.
他不将他的想法加在你身上。
He did not impose his will on him.
他说你求告我。
He said, Ask of me.
我就应你。
I will bring you.
他不会说我今天要你做什么，他今天要你做什么。
He did not say, I want you to do this, I want you to do that.
为什么他要我们求告他？
God wants him to ask of him again.
因为他心里面有一个渴望。
Because God has a desire.
如果神有什么空缺，他觉得需要填满的。
Whatever empty inside, God wants to fill it.
按照人的想象。按照我们人的想象。
As to what we are aware.
那个空缺是。
What is that empty?
是你我对他的爱。
Is the love that we need from him.
他做事情如果没有跟我们同工，他不愿意做。
If we did not work with God,
他要我们求告他。
He wants us to ask him.
他要我们抓住他。
He wants us to come to him.
知道他的心肠，贴着他的心。
He wants us to search for his heart.
他要告诉你一件更深奥、更大、更困难、更美妙的事情。
I want to tell you something greater, more wonderful.
就是在这段的过程里面，愿意他体会到。
This is the experience of Jeremiah.
我想他在那时候，我想象他想到当他在年轻的时候。
When he was young, Jeremiah.
神在呼召他的时候
，When God told him,
他说我没办法。
He said, I cannot do it.
我是年幼的。
Jeremiah said, I am young.
神跟他讲说，你不要惧怕。
God told Jeremiah, "Do not be fearful."
因为我与你同在。
Because I will be with you.
从年轻的时候到现在都一直跟着。
I will be with you from your youth to now.
当你在自由在传道的时候，我跟着你。
When you are preaching, I'm with you.
你今天在水牢里面，我也跟着你。
When you are in jail, I'm still with you.
第一章第八节说我要拯救你。
In chapter 1 verse 8, he said, "I will rescue you."
第一章第九节说。耶和华就伸手按住耶利米的口。
In verse 9 of chapter 1, he said, he put his hand on his mouth.
对他说，他将他当传的话已经给耶利米。
I will give you the word that you should speak.
他说，看啊。
He said, behold,
我今日立你做列邦，今天立你在列国列邦之上。
I appoint you as to the nations.
我要施行。
I will do,
拔出拆毁。
I will establish and I will destroy,
毁坏倾覆。
I will eradicate and I will change,
又要建立再起。
And then I will build and I will restore.
耶利米在一生里面
，throughout his life,
他可能讲的信息就是拔出拆毁毁坏倾覆。
He talk about he gets stuck in the message of destruction or restoration.
上帝要告诉他。他不但是这样子
God told him that he is a God.
他不但是一个公义的神
He is a God of justice.
他是一个恩典的神
A God of grace.
他是一个充满了慈爱的神
A God full of mercy.
公义和慈爱在神的身上完全
That justice and mercy come together in God.
所以他不但要拆毁毁坏倾覆拔出他还要建立我们在此
That's why after destruction, after eradication, after removal, God will restore again.
他要将以色列人重新再建立起来。
他 will build the Jewish nation again.
他要有一个君王，他要建立。
He will establish a new king.
他要在以色列当中建立这样的权力。
He will establish a new power.
我们再看下一段经文。
We will keep going.
Andy. 现在轮到这整就是你们所说已经因刀剑饥荒瘟疫交在巴比伦王手中的耶和华以色列的神如此说，我在怒气愤怒在大部分中将以色列人赶到活活，日后我必从哪里将他们召聚回来出来，领他们回到此地，使他们安然居住，他们要做我的子民，我要做他们的神，我要使他们彼此同心同道，好叫他们永远敬畏我，使他们和他们的后世的子孙的福乐，要与他们立永远的约，必随着他们施恩，并不离开他们，且使他们有敬畏我的心，不离开我，我必欢喜施恩与他们。要尽心尽意全心全时的当他们在于此地。 我想对耶利米当时向他启示这段话语的时候，他里面充满了惊讶。
When God revealed this new message to him, Jeremiah was full of surprise.
他一辈子传的是审判的信息。
He talked about God's judgment for most of his life.
甚至才不久前跟神有一个怀疑的祷告。
He come to God with a lot of doubt.
你给应许这块地马上就要沦落。
You gave me this land which will be destroyed.
这些都为了什么？
What are all these for?
神跟他回应说。
So God replied to him.
在这段经文里。
In this chapter 36.
他说以后对以色列人都要归回。
He said,In the future, all the Jews will return.
他要再做他们的子，他要做他们的神。
They will be my people again, and I will be their God.
他这群人永远的敬畏他。
These people will be my people forever.
他要跟他们建立一个永远的约。
I want to establish an eternal covenant with them.
他永远不会离开。
But I will not leave them.
神在他们当中要欢喜快乐的施恩。
I will graciously give them blessing.
他们会在这块地上安然居住。
They will live in peace in this land.
因为他叫他们在此地。
Because God has planted them there.
你所买的地，耶和华买。你所买的地，耶利米买的地。
The field that you have purchased.
因为就在五十年之后。
Because after 50 years.
在波斯王古列元年的时候。
In the time of King of Persia,
波斯王，那神激动他，
他 inspired him,
让以色列人回到他们的家乡，重建耶路撒冷跟圣殿。
To allow the Jewish people to return to the land,
本来失去的土地
，to restore their land,
今天会带回来
，to give it back to them,
本来是被打散的
，the people who are scattered,
重新再聚集起来。
他 gather them together again,
能给他一个启示。
God gave him a new revelation
that
these people will be my people forever.
在三十章里面说
In chapter 31,
耶和华说那些是以后
After this time,
我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样
I will make a covenant with the house of Israel.
我要将我的律法放在他里面
I will put my law within them.
放在他们心上。
I will write my law in their heart.
我要做他们的神，他们做我的。
I will be their God and they will be my people.
在以西结里面说
，In the book of Ezekiel,
他们的心不再成石头的心。
Their heart will not be the heart of stone.
要成为一个肉心。
It will be a heart of flesh.
神要在里面做永恒的工作。
God will do an eternal work in their heart.
从基督徒的角度，我们可以。理解他讲的不是只有犹太人的历史，犹太人的国度。
From our Christian perspective, we know God is not talking about just the Jewish people.
他讲的永恒的约 是耶稣基督的保险所立的契约。
When he talked about his eternal covenant, he is about talking about the covenant of Jesus' blood.
他在他们当中所立的永远的掌权是主耶稣基督。
That eternal covenant is through Jesus Christ.
可在犹太人历史里面
，However, in the Jewish history,
他们是在迦南里面认识到神是一个充满慈爱恩典的神。
In their suffering, they realize God's grace.
在以西结书里面
，In the book of Jeremiah,
特别在以西结拉书第一节、第到第三节
，In the book of Israel,
以色列，他说，为了要应验。为了应验耶利米的预言，波斯王子耶利米被击中。
To fulfill what is prophesied by Jeremiah, God inspired the king of Persia.
这个预言是犹太人的历史上的真实。
This is the watershed time for the in the history.
神不再只是一个审判毁灭他们的神。
God is no longer a God of judgment.
他把他们打散到烈火去。
God scattered them among the region.
有一天要把他们召集。
One day he will restore them again.
重新把他们栽在这块地上。
To plant them in that land.
历史上我们看得清楚。
We see this come true in history.
当被掳之后
，after they were scattered,
犹太人抛弃了他们所拜的偶像。
They abandoned the idol they worship.
确确实实成为一个一神的民族。
They become a monolithic nation.
重新再来敬畏耶和华。
They come back and worship Lord God Jehovah.
这是神在历史里面花了好长好长的东西的功夫，忍耐宽容的结果。
This is something that God has worked for a long time in history.
我相信耶利米他从一个神的器皿领受这样的信息，是他的信心，神给他信心的一个回应。
This message is in response to Jeremiah's faith.
他一生顺服在神的带领里面。
His life was in obedience to God's leading.
在怀疑当中仍然顺服的传道。
Even in doubt, he obeyed God.
他在怀疑里面还是专心的仰望神。
Even in doubt, he still looked to God.
神给他的信息。
God gave him the message.
坏了，他都传道。
Both good and bad message.
坏的他都忍受到。
He accepted both.
生的好的他已经去世了。生给他祝福的给以色列人祝福的信息他的是当他这个信息已经成就的时候他已经去世了。
Oh, by the time this prophecy was fulfilled, Jeremiah actually was no longer alive.
但是他的神里面是很宝贵的。
But his life is precious to God.
因为他的信心
Because of his faith.
因为很简单的一些买地的这件事情
From this simple act of purchase a piece of地
都教导我们这个后代的信神的人知道怎么样过信心的生活
It teaches us how we should live a life of faith.
我想问你一个问题是
I have a question.
你的地在哪
Where is the field?
你的地是什么
What is the fear for us?
神要你买这块地，你知道为什么吗
？Why do you know? You know why God will you?
因为哪块地总觉得在生命里面是没有价值。
Something that is worthless to you now.
但它就存在在你的生命里。
But something that is in your life.
不了解。
You don't understand.
看似是你想要舍弃，但是舍不掉。
You want to give up.
但是你却要付出代价。
Something that you have to pay a price for.
你不知道为什么。
You don't understand why.
那块地是什么？
What is that fear?
你的工作吗
？Is that your work?
是你的婚姻吗
？Is your marriage?
是你的儿女吗
？Is that
是你的关系吗
？To be a relationship?
是你身上的痛苦吗
？Is that physical suffering?
相信那块地看似没有价值。
That fear might seem worthless.
但是如果是神的心意在我们生命中出现
，If that is God's will for us now,
我们凭着神的恩典。
By His grace,
有信心的去做，去面对。
We face it with faith,
顺服的去做。
With faith, obeying,
神会在你的身上显出极大的能力。
God will reveal His grace through it.
那我们就上面前祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们赞美你，我们将我们的仰望在你面前，来。
Lord, we come to praise you.
在你的话语里面，我们学到怎样有一个信心的生活。
That through your scripture we can learn how to live a life of faith.
当我们在怀疑、在软弱的时候
，Even in our doubt and in our weakness，
特别是我们一样
，You strengthen us，
让我们能够忠心的做我们要做的事情。
So we can stay faithful to you.
我们仰望你。
We look to you.
我们相信你要借着我们心里面的不足、软弱。
We know even through our weakness and our deficiency，
让我们进入更深、更深奥、更美丽的境界。
You will bring us through to a deeper understanding，
让我们更加的认识。
So we can know you better。
主要还是将这个教会都交在你的手里。
We entrust the whole church in your hands。
愿我们的教会能够成为一个信心的一个团体。
May the church become a church of faith。
每一个弟兄姐妹。
Everyone here。
在你面前过一个诚实、敞开的信心的生活。
We will live open and honest life before you。
让诚实的在你面前过每天的日子。
That we can live our life honestly。
求你帮助我们在你面前。
Help us to be steady in our life。
让每一天我们更认识你。
So every day we come to know you more。
更加像你的。
We become more like your son。
感谢赞美。
We thank you。
奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray。
Amen。